Oh, it's very much alive in the legacy and heritage that Segovia left to his many students and disciples. And one of his heirs is Christopher Parkening, a fabulous player. But it's interesting to note that less than 20 years ago, when Christopher entered the music school at the University of Southern California, there was no guitar department.
That was the thing Segovia complained about all his life. It wasn't taken seriously enough.
Probably. Exactly. And Parkening studied happily with Gregor Piatigorsky, the great cellist, and probably added dimension and understanding to his playing. But now, today, most major music schools have a guitar department.
And the instrument is more popular than it used to be?
I think it's enormously popular, probably because of its versatility. I mean, when we think of the guitar, we think of it as being used for rock music, folk music, flamenco music, as accompaniment to songs, and of course in this century developed as a classical instrument. And the reason, I think Segovia said very nicely in a letter he wrote to Christopher Parkening, he said, "The beauty of the guitar lies in its soft and persuasive voice, and its poetry cannot be equaled by any other instrument."
Parkening believes that, I'm sure. But he's a man of parts, isn't he? There's more to him than just a guitarist.
That's true. He's a man of the rod and reel, as well as the guitar. He's a master fly fisherman. And I think probably some of the qualities you need to be a master fly fisherman are the same that you need to play the guitar. You have to approach nature with a kind of delicacy and artistry, and you need the concentration of a Zen master and the discipline of someone like Christopher Parkening.
It's a very intimate instrument in that both hands are touching the strings. Literally, your right hand is caressing the string, so to speak. There are so many angles for which the right hand finger and nail can touch the string to create different sounds that that makes the guitar an extremely intimate and sensitive instrument.
Parkening recently played with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl. He now plays about 50 concerts a year.
I know there are concert artists that can play as many as 100, 120 dates a year, but that's not for me.
Parkening made his recital debut at age 12. A year after he had picked up the instrument for the first time. Andres Segovia then selected him to attend his master classes.
Well, it was a great privilege and honor to be able to work with literally the greatest guitarist that has ever lived. However, it was also a very terrifying experience. And when he would look through his very thick glasses and signal you to play next, you're heart kind of skipped a beat, and he was a very very much of a taskmaster and a perfectionist.
Parkening achieved international success in his early 20s. Then he sat back and, like a number of musical prodigies who are pushed too far too fast, began to wonder what it was all about.
I was playing about 90 concerts a year throughout my 20s, and at about the time I reached 30, I had pretty much burned out from playing so much, and I took about a 3.5-year sabbatical where I didn't perform at all, nor did I make any recordings.
The purpose of that retirement was to recharge his batteries. For Parkening, that meant the state of Montana and fly fishing.
I had a great love in my childhood for the out of doors, and in particular, fly fishing for trout. My parents used to take me to a ranch in the high Sierras of Northern California, and there I learned the art of fly fishing.
Do you find that there is a similarity between fly fishing and making music?
I can relate it to the extent that it takes discipline and it takes perseverance, and it's a wonderful sport, and in terms of that, I could relate it to music.
During this period, Harkening also discovered his spiritual faith, a discovery that brought renewed strength and significance to his life.
Through that period of time, I guess that I became a Christian and my priorities changed, and I decided that I wanted to start playing the guitar again, but for a different purpose. As a matter of fact, Bach was a great inspiration to me when he said, the aim and final reason of all music is none else but the glory of God. So I decided to go back touring again and performing and recording, but this time to try and glorify the Lord with the music.
Festival in New York, Christopher Parkening was again able to demonstrate the rainbow of tonal colors for which he is renowned.
I suppose that it's the music that moves my heart that makes me want to play music and makes me want to work hard at performing it so that I can give that enjoyment to other people.
Elizabeth Adcock, and I'm going to play The Cathedral by the Paraguayan composer Barrios.
This summer, Parkening taught a master class at Montana State University in Bozeman.
Start that again. Let's see. You're getting a beautiful sound. I feel that you could perhaps play a little more legato. I enjoy teaching. Segovia says that it is the business of the second generation guitarist to pass along the art. Make sure that that first string comes out above the second. That's your melody note. And if you play rest stroke the entire way on that, it's almost impossible to create a leggero sound, so you might want to use some slurs there. Again, with those runs, they sound a bit mechanical, and if you can...
I feel that it's my duty to be honest and realistic with them, and in terms of that, I'm showing them love and I'm showing them kindness. It's not kind, in my opinion, to lead someone on in a career that that I just don't feel and others don't feel that's there. Very oftentimes they come up with some beautiful music that I've never heard before, and I'm grateful for that. And they also sometimes have some ideas that I have never thought of on a particular piece, and I think any teacher knows that you learn from your students, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to teach.
Nine years ago, Christopher Parkening withdrew from the concert stage, citing its frenzied pace as his reason. Now, Parkening is back, and the pace is his own, and the artistry is powerful.
This next piece, the Variations on a Theme of Mozart by the Spanish composer Fernando Sor, is a piece that I have heard Andres Segovia play many times in concert. I would like to dedicate this performance to my beloved teacher and friend, Maestro Andres Segovia.
Musical inspiration through the years. He was my beloved teacher and friend. I will miss him greatly. And I would like to carry on in the tradition that he has left us.